After 22 years of music making, internationally acclaimed symphonic metal band Nightwish, hailing from Finland, has embarked on their 7th world tour. After taking the year 2017 off to relax and pursue other tasks, the Finns, and their Flying Dutchwoman Floor Jansen, have come back to bring their fans decades. This 9-month tour, supporting the release of their 7th compilation album of the same name, features a myriad of songs old and new, songs that have defined the band's ethereal sounds over the years. A Nightwish fan since 2015, I was lucky enough to see them perform in 2016 on the second North American run of their Endless Forms Most Beautiful tour. After 2 years, I was able to see them play again live on Sunday, March 18th at The Egg, a venue that is a part of the Hart Theatre in Albany, New York. This show was the 8th out of 34 other shows scheduled for the North American leg of the tour. I had learned about the plans for the tour in summer of 2017, found out the dates in November, and immediately purchased my ticket in December. My experience at this venue is absolutely incredible. I've never actually been to a sitting metal concert. Usually, everybody is crowded in a room with a mosh pit up near the stage, and since I'm not the tallest person, it's always a struggle for me to attend shows where I have to stand the entire time. The Egg, however, is a performing arts amphitheater, consequently shaped like an egg on the outside. Although I had decided to stand up for the entire show, headbanging, of course, the distance to the stage and the viewpoint from my seat were wonderful. At around 8 p.m., I sat in my seat, clutching the complimentary Decade CD I had received at the door. I eagerly awaited for Nightwish to take the stage. At around 8:30 p.m., the lights went dark, and Swanheart, a song off of the album Oceanborn, began to play. Troy Donnickley, Ullian Pipes player and full-time member since 2013, calmly walked out onto the stage and took his position. After soloing a snippet of the song on his pipes, the rest of the members emerged from behind the curtains. Tuomo Solopainen, keyboardist, Emppu Vuorinen, guitarist, Marko Hietala, bassist, Kai Hato, drummer, temporarily replacing Jukka Nevalainen, and finally, Floor Jansen, vocalist. The band kicked off the setlist with End of All Hope, a track off of their 2004 album, Century Child. This album, along with Oceanborn, are among my personal favorites. 15 out of the 19 songs on this setlist had been pulled from the first 5 albums. Angels Fall First, 1996, Oceanborn, 1998, Wishmaster, 2000, Century Child, 2004, and Once, 2005. The albums released in this era featured Nightwish's first vocalist, Tarja Turunen. Although I love all 8 Nightwish albums, most of my favorite songs come from their earlier days. Their setlist contained a balanced mixture of the songs from these first 5 albums, as well as featuring a few songs from Imaginarium, 2013 with Annette Olsen, and Endless Forms Most Beautiful, 2015 with Floor Jansen. Additionally, the band played a cover of traditional folk song, Elvenjig. I was a bit sad to see that Sleeping Sun and Stargazers didn't make the cut into the setlist, but it was a brilliant surprise when Deep Silent Complete began to play about a third of the way into the show. Naturally, everybody played and sang flawlessly, in stark contrast to my own terrible singing as I sang along. Floor's stage presence was commanding and powerful, and Tuomas expended all his musical genius upon his korgs in the left corner of the stage. Vuorinen and Hietala wandered around, often dueling musically throughout the set, and Donnickley's pipe skills were on point. Hato, who is also the drummer for the band Wintersun, was excellent, per usual. He's a solid temporary replacement for Jukka. The entire atmosphere at the venue was radiant and uplifting, from the energy of the band in the audience to the incredible light show and ever-changing background screen on the stage. I've been fortunate enough to attend many concerts in the past couple years, but there's something about attending a Nightwish show that simply makes one feel like they're at the top of the world. Nothing could have ruined that hour and a half window of time during which the band took us back into their history. Before I knew it, they had begun to play Ghost Love Score, a 10-minute epic ballad from the album Once. This song is probably my favorite for 2 reasons. It was the first song I had ever heard by Nightwish, and it's an absolute masterpiece. Powerful, enchanting, and overall, a solid representation of the band in one song. I always recommend first-time listeners to look it up on YouTube. It was a really good pick to end the night with. I left the arena temporarily deaf and had lost most of my voice from singing, but I'll never forget the memories of this awe-inspiring show that I had the privilege to attend. I listen to many bands, but Nightwish will forever be my favorite. The age will certainly say, this night was ours. For WHUS News, I'm Allie Urban.